listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy. If you are listening or viewing, I am so happy to be with you today. This is one of my favorite 45 minutes of the week. And I hope wherever you are listening or watching this from that you're doing well today. And I hope to uplift your day, your environment, your vibration through the episode today and the guest that I have on. She is a spiritual life coach, Ulrika Sullivan, who will be with us in just a few minutes. First, I want to let you know some of the offerings and things available to you that I can share with you as my listener. My supporters, one of them is Amazon Music, and they are offering you up to 3 free months of free streaming music to try them out. They have up to 70 million songs available, and you can take that free trial by going to getamazonmusic.com/ATT for All Things Therapy. As well as Audible, I'm a big fan of Audible. I am even more happy to have my book as a part of Audible as well. They are offering you a free audiobook download if you're not already a paying and subscribing member to try them out. It renews at a monthly membership after your first 30 days that you can continue or cancel, but go take that free download if you haven't already by going to audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy. And then if you are wanting to work with a healing practitioner, I am taking new clients. I'd really love to work with you and meet you with whatever mental and emotional space you are in. NolaTherapy.com will give you more information about my practice, about what I offer through virtual therapy sessions. I would love to connect with you. Reach out, lisa@nolatherapy.com. I'm all over social media at Nola Therapy. It stands for New Orleans, Los Angeles, Therapy, the two places that I live. And I love being a healing practitioner. It's been like the driving force in my life since I was actually 5 years old. My dad found and gave me in the last year a note when I was 5. I scribbled out saying, I want to be a psychiatrist. And at first that was funny. And then in some ways I'm like, well, that's a little disturbing. Why does a 5-year-old want to be a psychiatrist? It reflected just some of the stuff going on in my family. Like we all have to work through it at some time or another. I encourage you to do that sooner rather than later. So nolatherapy.com for those needs or interests that you might have. Okay, let's move to the guest portion of my show, the main event. So today we are with Ulrika Sullivan. Her website, if you want to follow along or check it out, is ulrikasullivan.com, ulrikasullivan.com. She is the host of New Light Living Podcast. I was a guest recently. Ulrika is an intuitive spiritual life coach. She's a writer. She's a yoga teacher. And today we're going to talk about bringing healing from the mind, from our thoughts, more deeply into our bodies where such wisdom is held. So welcome, Ulrika.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be here.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm so good. It's, 97 degrees here in Boston, Massachusetts, but I am indoors in a cool room. So that's a good start.
Okay. That's really hot for Boston. I have never thought of Boston being that cold.
Yeah.
I mean, that hot. I've only been when it's cold.
Yeah. That's what you think about when the snow and all of that. But today it's cooking.
It literally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as I was preparing for our time together today, I wanted to ask you about how you approach life coaching, because I know on your website, you talk about some unique things like the importance of vision and goal setting, but I think you might walk people through those processes a little differently than some other traditional therapists. So I wonder where you'd want to start with.
Yes, I'd love to talk about that. One of the things that I'm really passionate about is to teach and guide others in terms of connecting with their own intuition and their body wisdom. And it's so important to start to kind of get out of our mind, really, and tap into what our higher self or true self, if you will, and our body does already know about ourselves and what we want and who we are. And because a lot of times we try to figure things out, right? And it's got to have to be at a certain time or in a certain way. However, that is a lot of wisdom captured in within ourselves that we normally don't really tap into. So that's what I help guide others to really, you know, connect with.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you, as I'm hearing you say that, I'm led to ask you, what do you think when our bodies feel pain, when we feel tension, what is really going on there?
So this is, I'm not a medical doctor, but I have my own kind of experiences.
What
I think is happening is that when we go through life, we either let energy flow through us or it gets harbored in the body. And it might be, you know, trauma we go through or things we don't process at the time. But the body always listens and it always is always with us. So energy is gonna have to go somewhere. I'm also an energy healer, so I work with clients to release and everyone has this, you know, the stuck energy, if you will. And often you think that is in our mind, but in my experience, it really sits in the body as well. Mm-hmm. So to combine, you know, tapping into our own energy is hugely important in my experience.
And so I'm curious, do you help people? Because I know I read a lot of Louise Hay, who talks about particular, you know, like your lower back related to, you know, feeling unsupported by life and really affirmations to start to believe life supporting you. How do you approach that? And do people come to you with a lot of that versus other issues or what kind of?
Yeah. So often, you know, somebody that comes to me either feel that there is more for them. There is more. And when people say that to me, it is often that they are in a phase of development or something is shifting for them. And what I help them tap into is really what that means to them.
I like that.
And, you know, in my practice, I go about it holistically, and I know that's a pretty overused word, but in my definition, it has to be doing with our own energy and how we run energy through our body, in addition to our thought patterns and the past experiences. So I put all of that together to help kind of release both from a physical perspective, but also to connect with that beyond physical state.
You know, I really like that. And it makes so much sense to me that when we're going through change, if we're going through a transition, the body somehow feeling that, resonating with that, and we could experience that as tension or even feeling possibly really good, like better than we've ever felt if we start to own and get excited about those changes.
Yeah. Many people come to me with a lot of pain, shoulder, lower back. But it's not that they mentioned this like in the first session, but I do nowadays ask actually if they have any, you know, sensations in their body, in addition to obviously giving a history of experiences that they may find, you know, valuable for me to know. I've started to actually ask them about their body as well nowadays, because to me, there is some patterns with certain experiences and how they express through the body as well. So I find that information really valuable to know. Like, how do you feel in your body, you know, the past 3 months? Mm-hmm. And often when they point out certain things, it makes sense when I start working with them.
So you also talk about your work how you help people to discover their intuition. Can you talk to us about that? What intuition is and how you help people tap into that part of themselves?
Yes. Intuition is, because I was someone, you know, in the past that was not connected to my intuition, okay, or inner knowing at all.
That's hard to believe, knowing you now for a bit.
I know. I made a complete shift from a long corporate career in science and research and development. You know, logic skills are valued there. But now I do this intuitive work. So I made a complete shift myself. But it's intuition is really our inner knowing. I call it almost like our true self, mm-hmm, because everything that we need or need to know about ourselves, the truth basically is there. Yeah. And once we learn how to tap into and listen to and slow down enough to start listen to those messages that come through, that is can lead us to, you know, some real revelations about what is right for us. And, you know, one of the first steps that I encourage is always to, first of all, slow down.
Okay.
because a lot of people have such struggle with, you know, multitasking. And being in now, the past year and a half has really provided us with an opportunity to slow down and spend more time in stillness, in that sense, with ourselves. But still, many of us are not comfortable with that stillness and what that means to us. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I teach a number of tools that one can use when we start to support this process of tapping into our true self.
Do you think that, because one of the things I've noticed on my journey as a person and as a therapist is that sometimes we can mistaken peace for boredom. Like we're experiencing peace in our lives. We've gotten to a place where we've changed some patterns and things are quiet. And we may think we're bored or start to feel bored, where it's really the experience of deep peace, where we actually can choose how we want to engage with life or not. Do you find that to be true? And how do you help people if they come to you with that?
Absolutely. Very used to, many of us are used to being on the go all the time. And with that comes when there is a still part of our day or our week, we kind of, okay, what's next?
Right. Like,
and that can often be, looked upon as if it's boring, right? Yeah. But it depends on how we approach that still time. If it's offered to us, it's actually a gift. So if our opinion about it is like, oh, nothing is really going on today, like, great.
Yeah.
So the attitude or perspective on things not happening might be where we need to start.
Right.
And see the value of actually, I can sit now 10 minutes by my window and just look at a tree and leaves that are flicking in the wind, for example, and appreciate that and really
absolutely
see that as a tool to tap into myself, rather than, like, that would have never happened, you know, years ago when there was this huge exercise to logistically get everything together, right? So I believe it starts with us changing that perspective. And that can be hard. What is to go really to appreciate that stillness and see it as something we want to come back to over and over again.
I like that because that's such a good example to notice that you have this time to actually look outside and appreciate in some stillness, or the birds that often are outside of my window, and just listen to their song in a way with really mindful attention, and notice how this is happening all around us every day, but we often screen it out because something might consume our attention or feel like it's more important. But I think it's just as important to take those moments of awareness.
Absolutely. And sometimes part of what I help and guide others in is to actually intentionally create that space. Because sometimes we just have to kind of have it planned. If that comes easy to somebody, we can plan it. We can put it intentionally in our calendar to, like I do, 10 minutes of this type of exercise before every client session, for example, to allow myself to be fully present, because that's what it really helps with. So, you know, it starts with that awareness first and prioritization of what is important. Is it important for me to stay, you know, in stillness and present every day? I will make time for that even in my calendar. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just did a video that I'm going to put on my YouTube talking about how in the past almost week, I felt led, I didn't have anything I wanted to post on social media. And I found myself instead turning my phone off for periods during the day. And it actually felt very liberating and freeing to be off the grid and that way. And really with myself and with life in a different way, that even having my phone on silent, which I'll do when I'm with a client or at the gym, it felt even different from that, like a really intentional, I am just going to be and not accessible. And it actually felt really awesome. And it's something I intend to do every day for a bit. Do you have a practice like that?
Such a great practice. Yes, I do that from time to time. Now, I really would like to expand that, you know, stillness period per day. But yes, I have an intentional practice and could be other things too, things that we want to change in our life. Can be just an intentional, you know, break from something to do something differently than before. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a big theme there, being more intentional with coming back to ourselves. We have, many of us have been very intentional of advancing in careers and, you know, having a full schedule. And right. We're good at scheduling ourselves. But, you know, once we prioritize and get that up on the list, what's important, we can make it happen to come back to ourselves too.
Yes. You know, I know also, Ulrika, you talk about in your work how to use our emotions, teaching people how to use their emotions. Will you talk to us about what that means?
Yeah, using our emotions. It's first is to, because, well, if I back up a little bit, I was once someone that was completely disconnected from my emotions. If you were asking me a number of years back, when I was at my height in my corporate career, yeah. If somebody asked me then, what do you do for fun, Ulrika? I didn't have an answer.
Okay.
So, which meant also, I realized that after a lot of work personally, that I was disconnected from my own emotions. And I always felt like neutral to most situations.
Okay.
And I didn't realize it at the time, but now when I have done a lot of work on myself and it's a different spectrum of emotions that I can use or experience on a daily basis. And
Go on and then I'll ask.
And that is what I help other people to tap into as well, because we are often taught that certain emotions are good and some emotions are bad, but in our own experience in life, it really is only emotion. It's part of who we are and our self-expression.
Yes.
And it's all emotions are good, really, or they are there for a reason, right? And that's what many need to realize, that it's all good. It's part of who we are, and it actually helps us express who we are, even if it's a emotion that has been in the past really, you know, a bad emotion. So
right.
It's all about that connection with our own energy and what that means to us.
Yes, as I'm hearing you say this, it's reminding me of my work, especially with kids, having to do with teaching them, reminding them that there is a range of emotions. And like you were saying, I think we become conditioned that certain emotional expressions are more positive and therefore praised and rewarded versus other emotions that receive negative attention or no attention. And so it's important, while we can't go expressing every emotion everywhere whenever we feel it, you know, we learn regulation, yet regulation is different from repression, where we actually take time at some point to acknowledge the true emotions, be it at the end of each day, you know, at lunch. Like, I think it's really helpful to check in with yourself, particularly at the end of each day, and just kind of review how have I felt today and notice and really honor that. Do you do the same thing for yourself?
Absolutely, yes. And it's a very important practice that you're bringing up too. Because what it really is, it's to acknowledge our true emotions for what they are and say, yeah, this is how I feel. Because many times we look in the future, we prefer to spend our time in the future where everything is like really great, right? But if we don't acknowledge how we actually are feeling right now, it's not going to be a good springboard for the future. So yeah, I agree with that. Emotions are, but I think also once we get to know our spectrum of emotions, it's also about somewhat to detach from that emotional bandwidth sometimes. And that can be done in stillness as well, because often our emotions can bring us to places where we don't want to spend time, and it can often pull us down more than necessary. So the practice that I also work with people on is to be able to, you know, call it detachment in a way from our reactive feelings.
Yes. Yes, like responding instead of reacting and taking that needed pause often, which is what I'm learning. And like, and there's so many opportunities to pause and just, woo, what's coming up here for me? It sounds like that's what you're talking about.
Yes. And as you brought up too, that the importance of reflection and creating and gaining the self-awareness that way. Yeah. Because when things happen in the moment, they are happening, that's what we are. But there's a learning element into, you know, having a practice of self-reflection and see that truly for what it is. Yeah, so important, Lisa.
And then you also talk about the inner critic and how to release our inner critic. Can you speak to us about some of those processes?
Yes, and I would say everyone has an inner critic. There are very few that doesn't have that inner critic popping up. And the inner critic is not really productive, right? It doesn't help us truly. So I help others to transform that energy, because it is really just, I wouldn't say just, but it is energy stuck in us, that it's a program or whatever we want to put a label to this. Mm-hmm. It is an energy that may not serve us anymore. And often what people are not aware of or even connected to, this energy that keeps, you know, playing in the back of the head when a situation shows up. And often it has to do with, you know, experiences from the past that created this energy. But what I help people do in that is to transform and replace that powerful energy that is not serving us anymore with a new energy that we choose.
Okay. And we can choose what, for example, because I love how that sounds, choosing the energy of.
So, for example, if I simplify this truly, many of us have this energy of, and this might be very obvious to some, like, I can't do this, or, you know, somebody said to me, I can't do this, or it's never enough, right? Or yeah. I'm not enough.
Yes.
That program holds so many people back from truly expressing their you know, genuine talents and gifts and what they're here to do. Now, that energy of that pulls us down can be transformed yeah. into energy of, yes, I can. And I will do it today. And it's easy because I often hear from a lot of clients that they feel it's so, I'm struggling and it feels so hard. But it really is that program that is alive to shift that energy into, yes, I can, and truly feel that in the heart. That is releasing a new potential for someone that has never felt that type of energy before. And it starts with connecting with the heart energy and allowing that opening to happen. But it is possible to transform and replace an old energy with a new energy of our choice, because again, intentionally done.
And for me, that's been about choosing new thoughts to believe about myself and really then starting to live into those thoughts through baby step actions that show me otherwise, from, you know, for instance, I'm not enough, to like, yes, I'm enough. Look at what I did. I just did this live video, or I just went to a new place and engaged in an activity or a yoga class or whatever that might be. And I think that's how we gain these muscles of inner stability and strength to really try new things. And even if we're fearful, do them anyway. That's what courage is. So is that the kind of practices you're talking about?
Yes, you're bringing up something that is key, because there's what you're bringing up now is to actually do and embody. That's when the transformation happened, not when we actually think it. And because many times we lean on phrases or affirmations, they're very powerful. However, if we only engage in the thought of it, it will not manifest, if you will, in the emotional body, or because we have to tap into the actual energy of it and allow the body to absorb that energy of I can. Yeah. But so many are too you know, fast paced, or don't have time to sit and really soak in that energy that it takes to allow the body to be with you.
Right.
So that's a very, for me, in my experience, that's a very important distinction between, you know, thinking the thought and, but also adding the layer of engaging the body and the emotional body in it.
Well, and, did you say in the heart?
Yeah. And for me, intuition really is about engaging the heart energy.
Can you say more about that?
Because again, many come to me and they say, well, I am thinking, you know, I'm connecting with my higher self and I'm thinking this and thinking that. And it's obvious that it's generated through a train of thought. But when they discover their intuition flowing through their heart energy instead of their logic mind energy, that's when the big difference happens. So that is just a profound difference in terms of the experience so intuition really is heart energy, not from the mind as many think.
So I know we talked about that this briefly before we came live, Ulrika, about this. And I'm just looking at my notes, moving from the mind to the body. And I hear you talking about the heart space. So how do we know when we are doing that? Like measurable, observable, how do we know we are there in our body, in our heart versus in our head?
Good question. In my experience with not only with myself, but also with a number of clients, is that often in the mind, there are options. The mind makes up this is the best solution, or and the next day maybe this solution is the best path to take. So in the mind space, there are always kind of options and different paths to go down, and that's what we often struggle with when we kind of, oh, I don't know what to do next.
Right.
But when somebody taps into their heart energy, there is no option. There, it just is. There is no this or that. It just is. And that's when it becomes, you know, this inner knowing that is, you can't change it. You know it.
It's yes. Like, boom.
Uh-huh. And that's exactly that. And that's when I know there has happened this shift from the mind to the heart, mm-hmm. that there is no question anymore what the next step is. It just has to be done. And this feeling of, I just have to do it. When a client tells me, I just have to do it, that's when I know they're on the right path.
Yeah, I love that.
So, it's obviously something that has to be self-experienced. But I've experienced this shift myself a number of years ago and continue to deepen that and expand beyond kind of the physical in that sense. Yeah.
You know, and I think there are areas of our lives where this might be easier to do when we look at the various aspects of where we engage with life, whether it's in the professional sphere, in the personal sphere, where it comes to, say, exercise and like just the different habits that we have and environments that we go in. I think if you reflect on your life, there are places where you feel like you can be more authentic because you feel really loved, you feel really supported, or with certain even individuals. And I think it's the areas of our life where maybe where we're not so certain of that we can grow into this kind of embodiment process. Do you think so as well?
Yes. And I totally agree with that it may feel different in different parts of our lives, right? Absolutely so. And I think one way of looking at it is, you know, we're right where we need to be in that sense, that we are meant to tap into our deeper selves or our higher selves or true self, whatever we want to call it, at certain times in our lives in a deeper way.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're never done, really. Right. So, and we can't really direct. The mind wants to direct that. The mind wants to always improve, always, you know, go in a different direction based on what it sees, right, or what it senses. But some part of this shift is to also learn to trust that inner knowing that all is well.
That all is well. Yes, all will be well.
All will be well. Yeah.
And that I'm okay, even, I think. Like, I'm okay, you're okay, just that we're going to be okay.
Yes. And I would also say that's my experience, that when we tap into our intuition, our heart, that sensation of all is well is growing in areas of our life that we had never thought of. Yeah. So even if we're unhappy with a career or a relationship, the effect where we do the work may have effect on another part of our life. And then it's like sometimes we don't think about that everything is linked together.
Yes.
But that becomes very clear once our connection with the heart energy and the intuition is guiding more so than the options up in the mind.
Right. You know, I also noticed on your website, and I was drawn to it, your blog, where you talk about 7 steps to feeling like you have every day off. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes. And it actually is the little guide I put together there was inspired by how we usually have been conditioned or how we usually have been taught to to look upon ourselves in terms of self-care, for example, mm-hmm. or how we take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that led to this little 7-step guide in helping shift the perspective. For example, I'm very passionate about self-care too, because that's the direct highway to self-love, in my opinion. So the more we give ourselves, and self-care, for example, may in the past have been I'm not saying this is something we shouldn't do anymore, because I love all of these things too. But let's say, as an example,
yeah,
self-care in the past may have been going for a manicure or going for a spa, the giving ourselves things on the outside of ourselves, yeah, if you will. But what I'm suggesting in this guide feeling that we have every day off is about giving ourselves things for the inside.
Can you give some examples?
Yeah. For example, I'm very passionate about meditation, for example. So if somebody doesn't have a meditation practice, and there are tons of different ways to do meditation that fits for everyone, right? There's just hundreds of ways you can do that. That is kind of one of the things we can give to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also a yoga teacher, so obviously, yes, the body movement and the connection with our higher self in the practice of yoga is also a gift to ourselves. And it's a self-care. Both of those things are self-care that leads to self-love, really.
And I think it's a real connector, the yoga and the mental, the shifting our thoughts and really allowing more positive and supportive options to come to mind for our lives. It can all work together.
Yes, absolutely. So that's what I'm suggesting in this little guide, because ultimately, when we make these shifts to giving ourselves on the inside, it helps us to feel like we have every day off.
there's no more
struggle anymore. In an ideal world, but what I'm trying to say as far as the shift here.
Yeah, that you're aligning with more solutions. It's like tools in your toolbox that you're giving and offering people to use, more of an array.
Absolutely.
Of those tools than what they might have right now, which I think it's so important to always be cultivating those tools and way to care for ourselves. Like I was telling you before we came live, that last night I went to this great place, Raffi Lounge in Malibu, and it's an outdoor rooftop where there was a sound healer doing breath work, and there was yoga in the beginning. And it was this really magical hour and a half experience where, like you were speaking about, going beyond the mind and into the body, into the breath. And I had the experience of tears being released, and then this deep joy and happiness that came over me by the end. And it wasn't through thinking about anything. It was just this breath and movement paired together that was really powerful.
Beautiful. Yes. That's such a, talk about a gift to yourself, right?
Yeah, that was great.
Yes. Beautiful.
So I know you also offer online some of your products. You have really the doTERRA essential oils, which I know are really high-end source oils that you offer to people, as well as intention reminder bracelets and necklaces that they can order, and meditations online. Can you talk, as we're kind of approaching the end of our time, what you offer people specifically if they're interested?
Yeah, so my primary offering is one-on-one coaching, mm-hmm. a 3-month program. But I also offer energy healing to add on to that. So if somebody wants to combine the coaching with the actual energy body connection. And the other offerings around the bracelets came from my interest in teaching around intention setting. Mm. That shift from, oh, I'm having a goal, I have to really reach at a certain time, and here's how it's supposed to be, to the art of intention setting, where we actually release energy to the universe so we can allow it to come back. And I love using crystals, natural materials, to help remind us about what our intentions are. And that's how I came up with the concept of intention reminder bracelet.
I like that.
And infusing that energy into the bracelet. So I have a little workshop and online 1 hour class that comes with a bracelet kit. If somebody wants to do
that's so cool.
At every new moon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I had so many people coming back to me to say, hey, guess what happened? I set this intention like a year and a half ago and it happened.
That's awesome. That's so great to get that feedback.
Yes. Yes. And, I am very passionate about helping others really make these shifts in life that makes a difference, to live a life with more ease and flow.
Yeah.
And I'm also working on creating a long-term experience around bringing this all together in a long-term kind of way of engaging with a spiritual practice. So that's in the works, and I'm very excited about that because the reason for that, why I'm bringing that up, is many that I meet that come to me, they don't have a spiritual practice. And what I talked about, meditation, breath work, energy work, light yoga practice to release the energy in the body, they don't have a practice like that. And I said, well, why don't I create a community or a way for somebody to step into that container on a regular basis? Because I know personally how invaluable a daily spiritual practice is to me.
Yeah.
And that's really the foundation of transformation and spiritual growth, in my opinion.
That's great. And then lastly, the question I want to ask you is, what's next for you? Is there anything you're particularly excited about?
Well, what's next for me? I'm actually also writing a book about all of this. So
that's awesome.
Coming out in a few months. But that is a huge project for me to bring, what I stand for and what I can bring to the world in written form. Podcast obviously has been around for a while, but I'm really excited about that.
Oh, that's so great. I look forward to knowing more about that in the future. Congratulations on being on that path.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then the best place for people to find you.
Yes. Visit me on my website, ericasullivan.com. I would love to meet you there. And welcome.
And your podcast, New Light Living Podcast.
Yes. New Light Living Podcast on all major podcast distributors. Come and listen to me there. And I would love to connect with everyone that's feeling called to connect with me. And thank you, Lisa, for great advertisement.
You're welcome. Thank you for being my guest and having me on your podcast. This was such a great connection. I appreciate it.
And I love your book, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, it's on my shelf over here.
Oh, thank you for that.
I can highly recommend your book to anyone that's also into, because astrology and energy in connection with each other is such a powerful system. And I love the way you laid it out in your book.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I hope you have a great rest of your afternoon, your evening in Boston. You're a few hours ahead of me. So I wish you a really great evening.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
You're welcome.
To be here.
For me too, Ulrika. Bye. Okay, y'all, that concludes today's episode. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I'm available to support you, nolatherapy.com. And if you like what you have been hearing and viewing through All Things Therapy podcast, I invite you to become my Patreon supporter. I offer you some things through that platform that you can receive from me directly. Go to patreon.com/allthingstherapy to learn more. And all my love. I'll see you next week.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.